Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, February the 17th, 2010. By the way, I hope you're enjoying the videos on John 3:16. There's going to be five in all, and I just might do an extra one that would combine all five of the videos. Now, in this podcast, I want to talk about stress. And let's start with an important question. How can you live your life without stress when your present circumstances are far from pleasant? When your personal situations are demanding more than you can possibly handle on your own, how can you live your life without worry and anxiety and fear? How can anyone have genuine peace of mind with troubles all around? Those are some good questions, aren't they? You know, for some people, stress has become a way of life. They just learn to live with it and deal with it, but never get rid of it. And you know, it's been proven that stress is detrimental to you, both physically and mentally. You know, I have a little section on my presentation, Reducing Stress at Work, where I cover that aspect of how detrimental stress is to you, mentally and physically. But on the other hand, there's peace. And the dictionary defines peace as freedom from annoyance, distraction, and anxiety. To have peace is to have tranquility or serenity. When nations or countries are at peace with each other, then there is the absence of war and hostilities. For us personally, peace is an inner contentment and security, being free from worry, stress, and fear. But how do you get that peace? Worry, stress, insecurity, and anxiety are all generated by our reaction to the things around us. Our circumstances and situations are indeed very real. You know, we can't pretend that they don't exist, but we don't have to live with anxiety. We really can have peace. Now, to just say, well, don't stress out, okay? Or don't be stressful, all right? Well, you and I know that doesn't help. You see, all these emotions like fear, worry, anxiety, feeling stressed out, these are all emotions that God designed to show us something is going on internally. You know, they're like gauges on equipment that tell you when something's not right, there's too much heat, there's too much pressure. But all of this stress in our lives is generated by our reaction to the things around us. And God Almighty never intended for us to carry our burdens all by ourselves. And too often, it's the weight of all this stuff, feeling like it's all on us, that causes us to be stressed. But again, God has made it very clear all through the pages of the Bible that He desires to help us. And there are many examples in the Scriptures that demonstrate His help to others. So what can we do to eliminate the stress and have peace in our lives? Well, most people would say the answer would be just to eliminate the problems. I mean, after all, that's what's causing the stress, isn't it? Well, okay, but what if the solution to your problem cannot be remedied in one day? Does that mean that you have to just endure stress and anxiety and lack of peace until the situation is fully resolved? Or can you, in the middle of very trying and difficult circumstances, really have peace and tranquility? Well, here's a very solid key in having peace of mind. In fact, God Himself promises us peace when we carry out this very simple act. It's all about what we do with our own minds, by the freedom of our own will. And if you understand this key and apply it, you can have peace on the inside regardless of what's going on the outside. Now, the Bible says to not be anxious, but instead of being anxious, or when you're feeling anxious, mentally distracted, all uptight, stressed out, the Bible says to let your requests be made known unto God. Oh, okay, well, I know that. Oh, no, wait, hang on just a minute. Now, listen carefully and think this through. Rather than having your mind full of worry, stress, and anxiety, we're instructed to request help from God. From God. We're to let Him know what our requests are. And the benefit of doing this is just outstanding. Because after doing that, the Bible then boldly declares that the peace of God will keep or guard your heart. Now, it's a very simple method and a very dynamic key on getting God's peace. Simply give God your requests, reach up and ask for His help. Then, after performing that simple act, God's promise to you is His peace. And so now some people may have a question. Why is it then you don't have peace after you do make your request to Him? Ever happened to you? That's a good question. But understand that the reason we can have His peace is because we know whom we have just made a request to. You see, this is where a lot of people miss it. You see, it's not just some magical formula. Okay, just ask God, give Him your request, you know, some mindless prayer, and then poof, I have peace. No, it's having a full recognition that we have just laid our petitions before the Creator of the heavens and the earth, recognizing that. And then we're confident, not doubting or wondering, but we're confident that He, God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, will find a way to bring a solution for us. Now think about this. If you desperately needed $5,000, life and death situation, and you had a very, very close friend who was a multimillionaire, how confident would you be when you asked? How confident in his or her ability to provide would you be? You know, the Bible also talks about casting all your care on Him because He cares for you. God loves you, and nothing can separate you from His love. He doesn't want you to carry all of that burden of worrying and trying to figure everything out yourself. Instead, we bring it to Him. We cast all our cares on the One who cares for us. You know, no one's life is without problems. And at times, they're small obstacles. And at other times, they seem to be insurmountable walls with no possible solution. But whether we face small situations or overwhelming situations, they're all still just the same to God. I mean, could there ever possibly be a situation that would be too big or too hard for the Creator of the heavens and the earth to solve? I don't think so. Now, you may be facing some very trying times. There may be situations in your life right now that seem hopeless, with no solutions possible. You may have even prayed and made your request to God more than once. But while you wait for His answer, continue to let Him know your requests. Continue to cast your cares on Him. And as you do, recognizing in whose hands you have placed those requests, you can have peace, knowing and being confident that God will absolutely bring a solution. You know, when our minds are distracted, full of anxiety, frustrated, worried, scared, we just cannot hear God's still small voice. You know, it's kind of like trying to carry on a conversation with somebody in the middle of a concert. How's that work for you? Not very well, does it? But when you allow God's peace to fill your mind, you can think with so much more clarity. You can hear His quiet guidance and direction, all the while being absolutely assured, convinced, and confident in His help in the situation. And if you have thoughts of doubt that maybe He won't help, then toss those thoughts out like you toss out the trash. So whenever you're full of anxiety and stress and you're feeling a lack of peace, cast your cares upon Him. Let Him know your requests and continue to lay your petitions before Him. And be confident, knowing that God will indeed help you. Then the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. Then, even in trying and difficult times, you can go about your business with His peace. And until your situation is resolved, you can live your life with peace of mind. Well, that's it for this podcast. Did you find it helpful? Do you have a comment? If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because you get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.